Oh, Alberto's not cold. Must have his heater on.
I got a fan on. I got the little fan on again.
Unbelievable.
Damn. Shit.
Sorry. I'm not shivering like you guys.
I'm cold,
it's
man.
Cold, man. I put a jacket on.
I know. I think I'm gonna have to go get one.
Well,
you know how I have the fan on all the time and you're always giving me trouble on it? It's off today.
That's why I love winter. You know,
we don't hear that.
Click, 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 click.
Yeah, I just got to spray it a little bit. That's all.
For the last 3 years?
Yep.
Here's what I have.
Oh, God. It's a small.
Oh, just a small fan. Okay, I don't have the regular tabletop fan on. Yeah, well, listen, what do you have, a gamer chair back there? Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
Eddie missed it. Not paying attention.
Yeah, look. Eddie. He's on.
Yeah.
He's still not looking.
Eddie's looking. I see it.
Eddie's acting like he's too good for the show.
I was going to wear my Raider jacket, too.
When you move into a house that had to, like, men, there's a gamer chair somewhere. It's the only chair that's in here.
All right, guys. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
Oh.
All right. Eddie Vito's. All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve.
Did we miss somebody?
I'm sorry. I'm so used to I'm sorry.
Rude.
Well, you know what? To be fair,
I haven't been here for a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Sorry.
Let's try it again. Let's try it again with Alberto.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
I'm Eddie.
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Steve. And we did it right this time.
Yeah, we're just Steve, we'll have to do some editing after the show. Just cut that little part off.
I totally forgot. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Well, we know Steve's fast with the women, so you know he gets it done quick. He blew all over you before
I jumped the gun.
You didn't even get your panties off this time, yeah. He just blew.
Yeah,
I
got so excited.
Oh my goodness. Well, it feels like we've been gone a while, have we?
Yes.
It feels like it.
Has it?
A week?
We've got a week.
2 weeks.
Has it been? We haven't done a show in 2 weeks?
And unless it's been gone even longer.
I know.
Oh, we've been off for 2 weeks.
Yes,
really?
we
took. Oh, for Thanksgiving, that's right.
Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving.
And then somebody had a stuffy nose or whatever last week.
Who had a stuffy nose? Oh, Eddie was sick.
I'm still sick.
Eddie had a boo-boo.
Oh, my gosh. I can't
and
even
then I was sick, and then I went on vacation, and then I had to work.
There's
just no dedication here. Sorry. Sorry to our faithful listeners and watchers.
Oh, my. What are you talking about? No dedication.
Being sick sucks.
And then about 1 week ago, I got a text from Steve. You want to do the show? Eddie's sick.
Oh, I left it up to you. I'll come on alone.
Here's the sad thing. I looked at my phone like around what would be 8:15, and there was no text. So I get here, I start setting up everything. I go back to my phone around 8:47, and Steve texts me like 2 minutes after I last looked at my phone. So I had everything set up. I'm all, whatever.
Oh, calm down. I very rarely that I do not come to the show. Very rarely. Hey, everybody was all, taking off, and I was like, okay, well, it's just going to be in Alberto. So yeah, I'll ask him if he wants to call it off. You didn't say nothing like, no, let's do it. He said, okay. Yeah. So I was like, all right.
I go, what for? we're just going to end up fighting anyway, so.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, we got Alyssa here. Everything's going to be under control today.
Yeah, you know, I'll put you guys all in your places.
Mom and her chancla, you know. She'll keep the kids in line. What was that look, Eddie?
Yeah, I would have came on last week, but I was all congested and coughing and wouldn't
be good. Yeah, we know, Eddie. We all know.
I was like that one time, too.
Yes, but yeah, Alyssa sounded like a man.
It was like just the old days. We thought it was Will for a second.
He's like, damn, what, Alyssa, you better take the month off.
And she did.
Yeah.
All of November.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. Well, it's good to be back. We had a couple weeks off. Some of us had a month off, but most of us had a couple weeks off. And let me see here. 80s. Alberto, yep. Was Alberto Alberto in the 80s, in the what is it, mid-80s, early 80s? Mm-hmm. Were you just a toddler or
seven,
were you
eight.
At least I was, you were seven or eight?
Was
teenager.
That? No, not what
teenager.
What
were we? We were teenagers.
We were teenagers.
Mm-hmm. We're teenagers.
Junior high.
We're going to go to a blast from the past.
Blast from the past.
Now back, I guess it's back, what, 80, 84? 84. Is that when the breakdancing hit? Or was it before then?
It was, I want to say 82,
83. Yeah, because I was still in junior high, so it was 82.
Yeah, it was like
7th
grade, I remember.
So it started, about 7th, 8th grade. Eddie was probably, 9th or 10th?
Eddie was, I think, in college.
Eddie was in high school, but it was kind of like the 21 Jump Street kind of thing.
I got held back a couple of years.
He held himself back a couple of years so he could do good in sports.
They
could
find
a
wife.
What's his name? John Travolta in Welcome Back, Kotter. What is it? Vinny Barbarino.
But anyway, our guest today is, remember that movie Breaking, Alyssa?
Yes, I used to love it.
Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that movie? I think we talked about it a little bit.
Yep.
Are you sure you remember it this time? Because last time I asked you, and then I asked you about it, and you didn't know nothing about no scene.
I remember the movie.
He was describing Nightmare on Elm Street.
I remember the movie, but it was a long time ago. I mean,
you asked him a question.
It's hard to find.
Eddie was talking about the guy with the glove with the knives. It's like, no, Eddie, wrong movie.
That wrong movie. You know what? It is hard to find. I tried to look up to watch it again. Find it somewhere. You'd have to actually buy. I think Amazon they have it, DVD or VHS or something like that. But usually you can go to YouTube and watch anything. You can.
Oh boy.
Ozone and Turbo, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, Eddie, you remember Turbo?
I remember Ozone. No, which one? I don't remember.
I like how Eddie tries and then he just gives up.
All I remember is Boogaloo Shrimp. That's all I remember from that.
That's Turbo.
That's him.
Oh, okay.
That's Turbo.
Well, then
Boogaloo
I do remember
Shrimp.
That.
And then Shabadoo is Ozone, and he passed away.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. I remember that. That's too bad we couldn't get him on. I bet if we had a little longer, we would have. And then the same with the Poppin' Taco. He passed away just a little while ago, too. We could have if I would have acted sooner. But we get to have Mike. His name's Michael Chambers. Mm-hmm. But Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers. A lot of people know him from the movie Turbo. From the movie Breaking. They know
Turbo.
Him. But do you think a lot of people know him by that name only and they call him Turbo? Or do you think,
I think people know his name? I think a lot of people call him Boogaloo Shrimp. I knew him as Boogaloo Shrimp, and when I think I met him once.
Oh.
I used to have a friend who was into breakdancing, and I remember I think I met him once. I can't remember if it was at Studio K. I know I met Ice-T at Studio K.
Studio K.
But I want to say I think I met him too there.
So he was at Studio K and Knots, at Knots? Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Was he dancing? I hope.
Oh, yeah. I was always That's what Studio K was.
Okay, well, wait a minute. No, I said was he dancing, not was they dancing.
Oh, yeah. They're, I mean, always, you know, they're breakdancers, so that's
what they do. Alyssa.
I can't remember if it was Studio K or Anaheim Convention Center.
Cloud 9?
No, Cloud 9 was more for, like, the white people.
Oh, wow.
They had, like,
that's where Steve was every day.
Oh, stop. Well, wait a minute, Alyssa. You said that you think you met him. How would you not know if you met?
I can't remember if it was him because.
Alyssa, okay, was it Eddie? Honest,
when I met Ice T, I didn't even know who he was. He was not like famous yet.
You know,
and I was like, who's that?
Alyssa, back
and
in
I just
the day,
thought it was a funny name. I'm all Ice T.
You know, Alyssa, back in the day, she met all the celebrities, so you know they were all the same to her.
Alyssa had them all. Had them all before they got famous.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg, hey, Dr. Dre.
I heard something about Ice-T. I don't know. Was he dating somebody from Fullerton or around the area? I heard a rumor. I don't know if it was Coco.
No, Coco. I don't know where she was from, but no. That's why I think that's the whole reason why he was at Studio K.
Ice-T?
Yeah, but I have no idea. I don't remember. I just remember sitting. They used to have like little benches, and he was sitting on the bench, and I sat down, and one of my friends is like, "Oh, hey, this is Ice-T." Da, 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 da. And I'm like, "Who's Ice-T?" You know, and I'm like, "Oh, nice to meet you." And like, we just sat there, you know, and
look at Alyssa could have been Mrs. T.
Right, could have been Mrs. T. Just kidding.
Let's send a picture to Ice-T, see if he remembers her.
Oh yeah, I remember her.
Probably not. I mean, he's so much older than I. You know,
Alyssa's not telling the whole story. A lot went down.
There's a little more to it.
I was in junior high.
What stays at? What is it? What was that at?
Studio K. K? Yeah,
what happens at Studio K stays at Studio K.
Right.
Oh my gosh! Hey, our friend Ramon's on. He must be out of.
He's out on the yard for a day.
Out of a sale.
He's a pumping iron.
Yes. We're just waiting for Michael Chambers. Boogaloo Shrimp. That's what people know him by. Apparently that was his name before he even did the movie.
Yes. He probably... I'm assuming he was discovered breakdancing and then was, you know, asked to be in the movie.
Yeah, we're going to find out. Yeah, we're going to find out all this, how this all happened. And yeah, I remember when the movie came out, you know. I knew about breakdancing and all that, but I was surprised that I liked the movie. It would be something that I would have thought, you know, wouldn't be my kind of thing, but I liked it. I don't know if it was the dance scenes or the battles or...
Yeah.
It was very cool. It was a classic back then.
Yeah, everybody did it. It was popular.
And what's funny is I didn't know is, you know, they had a part two, right?
Oh, yeah, the Electric Boogaloo.
And it came out that same year.
Oh, did it?
Yes, in 84. I think the first one came out in May, and they pushed the second one out. The first one did so good, they pushed the second one out before the end of the year. Crazy. So, too much. So we're just waiting for him to come on. I'm sure he's probably figuring out the link thing.
Oh.
But I don't think... I've never even used... our own link, Alberto. It's easy to use, right? You just click it and write your name. You've used it before, right?
Yes, it's easy. I think we've all used it, except you, because you go straight to the website. So
easy. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah. This Luddite right here, Eddie can do it.
If Eddie can do it, anybody can do it.
You know, Eddie can't even do Instagram, but he can do that.
Right.
If I can do it, I just choose not to.
Eddie, do you want to have a battle with Ramon? You want to take it back to the 84?
I'll battle with Ramon.
Yes, he says he like break it and your knee hurts.
My knees aren't the same no more, so I can't.
What are you going to do? Moonwalk on your knees or what? Eddie just does one move. He spins on his knee in a circle.
You drop on your knee and spin.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, too much.
No wonder your knees are fucked up.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things I was reading about him, and as soon as he comes on, I guess I just got to wait because I got to ask if they're all true about the moonwalk, about, I guess, we have to ask him. I just hear these things that he was already traveling around with famous musicians before he even got in the movies. Mm. And, you know, you hear things, but you don't know unless you hear it from the person if they're true. And we're just waiting for him. Hopefully he comes.
Yeah.
I can't. I Alyssa said, oh, you got, I'm excited to see, you know, have him on the show. And I go, yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. I messaged him and he was kind enough to message back. And he asked a few questions, of course. And then I answered him and must have been the right answers because he's all, let's do it.
Nice. So.
Did he say, what am I getting myself into?
Right.
He's all, is that Eddie guy going to be there? Then, I don't know. I might have to pass.
You can challenge it.
Yeah, I actually have a song. And when Alyssa came, popped on before the pre-show, or on the pre-show, there was a song that, he's a singer too. I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. That they redid that song, Ain't No Stopping Us. They redid it with another musician, but Turbo actually sings on it. Mm-hmm. He sings the chorus part.
Nice.
So that's another thing we could ask him. So see what he's been doing and how life has been, because it's been a while since 84. And I do know one thing. He was 16 when he did that movie. I didn't know he was that young.
Wow.
Well, he's only 4 years older than me.
You were 12.
I was 12.
You were 12 in 84?
Yeah.
You were okay, so 84. You must you were my age probably. So you were like in the seventh or eighth grade or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seventh grade, and then yeah, because I graduated when I was 17, so I was always a young one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I was the young'un in the that.
Yeah, in my age group.
Yes.
In my class.
You know, parents that's back right. then. I was too. I graduated at 17. Parents, you know, as soon as they could get you in school, they just threw you in there.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was the cutoff. Yeah, there was a weird cutoff. It was a weird cutoff.
It was December.
Yeah, I think if you turn, you know, five by December, you can go in as a 4 year old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Eddie was 21 when he graduated high school.
Eddie started kindergarten when he was 8.
I was 16 when I graduated high school.
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here! Crazy.
No, I was 17.
So you were
all 17.
In 84, I was a sophomore in high school.
In 84? So we were in seventh.
I was graduating eighth grade in 84.
That's right. Went to high school in 85, right?
Mm-hmm. Graduated
in 89. 89. Oh, shit. Well, Eddie, you got us beat on everything, huh?
I do.
I always try to one-up us.
I graduated in 86.
Oh shit! I just I was barely getting my feet wet.
I was getting out of second grade.
Second grade.
Yeah.
Oh man. Alberto was just learning his colors.
He was learning his sight words.
Oh my
what did I
goodness.
Do in second grade? That was the when you used to plant the seeds.
And then
and you would,
oh, in the Ziploc bag?
Yeah, or no, we would get the milk carton. I think so. We had like we put some in the closet, some went outside, some we just put in water, and we like saw all the possibilities.
Yeah. So I was already planting my seed in junior.
Eddie was already in that.
Alberto's planting seeds in a milk carton, and Eddie's planting seeds in women
and his future wife.
And it was
was that the one with Eddie, the brother came in and you had to run for your life naked?
Oh, well, that was scary. That was scary.
Have you ever got caught, Steve, like that? To
jump the walls and stuff. Oh man!
We need
to have that guy on the show. I want to hear his side of the story.
I think he's in Vegas. I think he lives in Vegas now.
Oh, listen, you should have said hi.
Mm. Yeah, we should ask him to come on the show, and we could let him know what really happened. He probably wonder what that smell was when he went in there.
I think his sister still lives in California, but
let's have them both on. Let's have
my neighbor. My neighbor's sister.
You still know where she is, huh?
My neighbor's sister.
And he drives by the house every once in a while.
Where all these people were?
Yeah, her sister still lives next door to me.
Next door to you?
Let's have them both on. You know, for the lady, just don't turn on the camera so your husband won't know. Or maybe both of them, because you know, he might know the brother.
Alyssa, have you ever been with a guy at his house, and then the sister or brother came home, or parents.
No,
the older big brother.
No,
the older big. Well, in her case, it would be the sister, like the sister you say you're friends with.
Well, I mean, you know, the older bigger brother shows up, you know, pulls off the little brother, and then he continues.
Well, he was the older bigger brother.
Oh. This was with.
That guy was with the older bigger brother.
That guy at the time was already. He had already been in prison and stuff.
He almost went back. Thanks for
that. He almost went back for good.
Just imagine, you know, in a different timeline, it's just me, you, and Alyssa, and Eddie's dead, and that guy's in prison watching the show.
Yeah, parallel universe.
He had already done time and stuff. So that's what I think. That's what scared me. He looked mean. Like,
why didn't you just? How come you couldn't go out with her like for reals, or you just wanted to? I don't understand. You couldn't go out with. I know you were sleeping with her. I get it, but why couldn't? Would it have been okay with the guy if you dated her? Or is that a no-no?
Or did he know the real
Eddie? No, but I had a girlfriend, so I.
Oh, so you were cheating?
It was just one thing.
Oh, you were a cheater.
Oh, Eddie, the story.
Well, there you go. That's what you get. You get what you deserve.
So maybe he should have caught you.
Eddie, yeah, the adulterer right? Here.
He should have caught me.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Taught you a lesson. Okay. You know how to respect women.
What happened if he did that and did catch you, but he didn't do nothing to you, but he went and slept with your girlfriend?
Oh.
And he videotaped it and said, "All right, well, now we're even."
All right, high five him.
Oh yeah, right.
Oh, stop. Eddie would have been crying. He'd still be in therapy today.
He was much bigger than me.
Oh, so you'd be nothing you could do. Huh?
Nothing you could do.
Sit in his room angry. You know, motherfucker.
Steve-O from Friday.
Or who's that guy in that one movie who I don't know what the movie's called, but I picture him. He's a bald dude, and the movie's about a young black man, right? And he lives. I don't know if he lives with his mom or something, but her boyfriend comes over, and he sleeps with her that night, and he's just going to town on her. And then in the morning, he's making breakfast in just an apron, buck naked. And the sun comes out.
it's not Baby Boy, is it?
Yeah, Baby Boy.
I don't know.
Baby Boy with Snoop Dogg.
Big
Snoop
old,
Dogg's in it. Yeah,
a big old dude. Yeah.
Is it Tyrese?
Oh, yeah, that is him, huh? That's the kid, the boy, right?
Yeah.
It's Ving Rhames, the boyfriend.
He's kind of a big
guy. Right?
I think I know the movie, I just never saw it.
And he has like a not lacy, but like ruffled apron on.
He's got nothing, no underwear. Yeah, nothing. No. Look, the guy come in, he's looking at him.
That's Baby Boy.
What did the guy say anything to him? The dude that was with his mom?
I don't remember. I don't know if he said like, "What are you looking at?" Or I don't remember. I have no idea. I can't remember, but I remember the movie.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny.
Yeah,
too funny.
Oh man, let me see. I'm gonna take a quick look right here, see if he messaged that he's having trouble, or maybe he's dancing.
He's warming up.
Warming up.
Let me see. No, nothing here.
You sure he knew that? Yeah.
Oh, that's him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows. I messaged him last night, and he said okay. So.
You sure you told him Pacific time?
Yes. I think he's out here. He's in this area.
Yeah, he's from Wilmington.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure I did, and what I've sent a few messages, and I put 9 a.m. So he knows. We'll just see what happens. So I guess we'll just continue with the show then.
Just chat away.
Okay. Let's talk about this. So this girl, this basketball player, gets released from Russia.
Oh, yeah, okay. Brittany Gaines, or is that her name?
Yeah, whatever.
Brittany Grimes or whatever.
Grimes.
And
Grinder? Is it Grinder?
Greenier, whatever. Her name's not important.
Yeah.
All we know, the Merchant of Death is out and back to Russia.
They swapped her for the Merchant of Death. That
arms dealer.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, hey, you know, anybody that gets arrested, their family members. I mean, it's hurtful. I get it. You don't want your loved one in any jail, whether it's in America or especially abroad.
Pretty much, not even a jail, a Russian work camp. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Well, just anywhere, just getting in trouble and going to jail or whatever.
Foreign country.
Nobody likes that. You know, of course they want their person out. But, I mean, if it was one of us or just a normal person, you get in trouble. I mean, I don't know if that's what she got, if that's a harsh sentence. But I've heard of people out here in the United States, in some states, they get years in prison for marijuana.
Well, she's lucky. Like, mm-hmm. There's countries that will shoot you on the spot if you get caught with.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. Country is that?
I think there's like Haiti. No, not Haiti, but there's countries that'll
like the third world spot. Countries.
Yeah, third world countries. They don't tolerate that stuff.
So they don't. That's drug free, I guess, right? Yeah.
Well, you know. But then
it's like, you know, whatever's legal here in the United States doesn't necessarily mean it's legal everywhere else. So, my opinion, why are you taking contraband to another country?
You know, I mean, there's a lot of reason why it would have happened. You don't know with her; she's probably traveling a lot. This is one thing, you know, you gotta have, especially when you go to different countries, have different luggage, because you don't know with her. Maybe she just had it in the suitcase and. And these were your little, I guess, you know, those vape pens, they got little cartridges, and that's what she had. I mean, in a previous show, somebody here said that she had a duffel bag full of weed. That was not even close.
She had the cartridges. Yeah, but I heard different stories. First, it was she didn't make enough money in the WNBA, so when she went to Russia, she would sell them because they like that stuff out there. Then I heard the story changed, and then she's using it for medical purposes. I don't know if that was to try to get a lesser sentence. I don't know what it was, but I heard multiple stories.
Yeah.
Why she would even be carrying
it doesn't
make sense.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of things. It's kind of like, you know, the World Cup, you know, happening in Qatar right now. It's like, you know, they have a whole bunch of different rules. And, you know, if you're gay, they'll throw you in jail for 7 years. So,
wow.
You know, you here in the United States, you're fine if you're gay, man, you have another, your boyfriend, you know, you can walk around, hold hands, you know, you do that there, you're going to jail. You know, it's just, like, I don't know. Yeah. We're going to hear her side of the story when she gets back.
I would think you would know the rules. If you're going to go to a country and you're going to take drugs, let's say, if Alberto, say you're going to go to Russia and you go, I'm going to take some weed cartridges or whatever, vapes or whatever. Yeah. Are you smart enough to check and see if it's against the law, or do you just do it?
Yeah, I would check. You know, what can I do? What's illegal?
Or like Eddie, if you're homosexual and you want to go to a country, are you going to check to see if that's legal there? Or are you just going to?
I mean, I
hate to say if you're different, but you have to check those things because some people don't take
different country, different laws.
I mean, right now, Indonesia passed a law that, you know, if you're not married, you can't have sex. For their citizens and for, you know, Steve. You know, and they have that big tourist.
Steve, you do. What are you talking about?
So if Alyssa and her boyfriend go to Bali, you know, on a vacation, you know, they do it, you know, they end up in jail for a year.
That's crazy. I'm just traveling to Colorado and I'm stressing about my prescription medication. Yeah. Do I have to have them in my prescription bottles? Can I take them in like a little container?
Put them in a Ziploc bag.
I was all stressing about that and I'm like, I'm just going to Colorado.
Yeah.
It's just they made such a big push to get her out, and I get it. You know, she's somebody's loved one, and I get it, and they care about her, and I get all that. But to have something like that and to go all the way to the president of the United States to help get you out because you broke the law.
Right.
That's heavy. That's heavy. And then the way they got her, they had to release the merchant of death from Russia, an arms dealer. And it's like, man, it's almost like, I guess if you're famous, she's not even that famous. She's just,
I didn't know about her until they arrested her.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the WNBA until they arrested her.
Oh, stop.
But so I guess there's a Marine, a U.S. Marine in Russian jail, and he got left behind. He wasn't part of the trade.
Yeah. I've been seeing that on my Facebook feed that people are upset that that they let this basketball player out, but not a Marine who served our country.
I bet you, the president or whoever's dealing with them had a choice.
Well, we need to get another Russian in jail here, and we can finally get that swap.
I bet you anything they had a choice. I bet you anything, and they weren't going to go for the Marine because who's in the news?
That basketball player.
Yeah.
You know her name. You don't know the Marine's name. I mean, unless you go digging for it.
I don't know his name, but
we at least know the first name of the basketball player, but.
Right.
You know, we don't know nothing about that Marine.
Eddie, what would you do during negotiations? And Alberto was Putin, and he said, hey, you can take the WNBA, or you could take, who's the guy? He's an Army Marine.
I take the Marine.
First, you try to take both of them, right? Mm-hmm. And then Alberto says, no, it's only one for one.
Sophie's choice.
Take the Marine.
Oh, no. Sophie's choice. I'm going in a whole other direction.
We'll do Eddie's choice.
Eddie's choice.
But see, Eddie would take the Marine and then be in all sorts of trouble because, you know, she's sticking take around for another.
Oh, yeah.
What if she gets in the suit? Like another, like 7 years or something?
Yeah. Eddie would have lost the re-election for sure. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, that's what's going on. And that just happened early, I think, this morning, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So, if everybody who's was all these sports stars were
she's on U.S. soil already,
I don't think so.
Probably on her way, or stop by in Germany or something.
She's on a plane
at the Air Force Base, and
she's gonna stop at Amsterdam, reload, or stuff.
Oh boy, she's gonna get all lit.
You know, she's probably jonesing, you know, being in Russian prison for a few months. You know,
right?
Well, I hope she doesn't go back. To Russia,
go play in Australia. Like other
on a team,
players.
Isn't she? Isn't she on the Russian team?
Not no more.
Yeah, but Eddie, would you go back?
Not if you're in jail.
She's a felon out there now, Eddie.
Yeah,
she's a felon.
She's on parole.
She's on parole.
On parole. On break or parole.
She's got an ankle bracelet on.
Yeah,
she had to fly back to Moscow every month to check in with a parole officer.
A Putin bracelet on.
He's got one of those bracelets like those weird things they have in those Saw movies. Oh. Got her for life.
She's like Denzel Washington and he got game. She's going to go get herself the Air Jordans.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Well, she's out and time to move on.
What happened? What's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on?
What's going on?
Eddie froze up.
What's going on?
Everybody was buffering.
Everybody was buffering.
Actually, that happened to me earlier, so.
Oh. So who's saying, hey, everyone? We got somebody that just says Facebook user.
I have no idea.
Who was it last time?
Richard.
Oh.
It's not that asshole from the fan group, is it?
The one they were fighting with?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Who was fighting?
Alberto was fighting with one of her.
I told that asshole to shut up, dude. You know, I'm sorry.
He was asking Kim, for
that guy who always comes up. Where's Kim on this side? Has anybody heard from Kim? I'm like, shut the fuck up, moron.
Yeah. Oh.
Shit.
Who's
dude.
Kim?
Kim Damn Beverly.
The one that's usually behind me?
Yeah.
My girl?
Oh, she took off.
No, I took all this stuff down because we had somebody working on a. We were doing some work. Oh, it's Eliza. We were doing some work on the house, right? Yeah. So he has to come in this room to go underneath the house. So I had to take all the pictures down.
Why?
By request for my other half because they don't want to think there's a lot of tits and ass. And, they're not going to care. They'll probably like it.
Yes. So, no. Actually, you're the half smart. You know, the guy be in the room jacking off instead of working.
Oh.
I'm we'll like, get no work me. Done. Sorry, yeah. This is what I do. This is what I do on my spare time.
He goes, I need to lock the door, okay? He comes out 8 hours later, nothing's done.
Is it okay if I spend the night? And she's like, you get started early?
Yeah, I kind of noticed in the mirror, there's like no pictures or nothing.
I thought
that one time, Steve, where you had a cable guy come over and that song came on? I like big butts.
I heard another story from Tim.
Was it you or was it something else? I think it was Steve.
No, I think there was another story that Tim told.
Oh, maybe it was Tim.
Something about the computer screen.
No, I told Tim a story. Okay, let's go way back. My internet was being hooked up or something. This was probably in 04, 05. I don't know when it was.
Early DSL.
While back. And he came. It was an internet guy, and he was hooking it up. So he's all right. Let's turn your computer on and you know make sure everything's working good. So he turns it on. And remember the days when computers would get pop-ups? Mm-hmm. And you'd get all these things you don't want. Well, fucking a lot of gay stuff was popping up. There were naked guys doing naked guys.
Yeah,
looked at me and I go, dude, that's a pop up.
Yeah, see, I don't want this. It's a pop up.
Yeah, but I wasn't like looking at gay porn.
It's okay, Steve. You can experiment every once in a while.
I wasn't looking at gay porn.
Curiosity.
We all experiment, except Eddie. We all know that.
He's curious, Husty.
Eddie, I don't know how you got that story mixed up with the song and then the internet. I don't know where you're coming from.
You know, I remember something about the song.
Steve was going to get married to his wife like in a few weeks, and he's like, you know what? I just need to make sure I'm straight.
I don't know. Look at I tell you, but I wasn't looking at it. It was coming up. I'd never even seen it when I was using the computer. That day when he turned it on,
yeah,
it must have been about 50 in a row popping up. Boom, boom, boom. And I was like, he looked at me like, and I go, dude, I go, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Luckily, I don't know. I guess finally they.
Luckily,
they finally got it all under control with those pop-ups. But yeah, those. You know, when one was come up and they just keep coming. It's like, oh man, you can't, yeah. You're trying to get all the X's.
You try to, yeah.
You got.
And sometimes when you're trying to get the X's, they're so fast, you hit another one to pop another one up, and then they all start.
Well, a pop-up gets in front of the X, and then you actually go to the site.
Oh yeah, well, I don't remember that happening where it was live action. Anyway, yeah, so I know Alberto was going to think I wasn't going to talk about it, but that happened to me. He said, no, I wasn't experimenting.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Oh, my gosh. Too much. Well, I don't know what happened to Michael Chambers.
Wow.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I wonder what happened. Maybe he's overslept.
Maybe he saw a previous show and go, no way I'm not going with these guys.
No way. I'm sure he did his research already. I just talked to him last night. Well, I guess we got to carry on.
An audition or something.
For Breaking 3?
For Breaking 3. Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. Oh, my goodness.
We have a question for Alyssa since she's back. I don't know. Did you see that post I put on GroupMe last night? About the girl. I'll read it. It was a post from a girl.
Oh, about her, the guy.
She rejected him.
She rejected him, so, and he found somebody else. And how dare him find somebody else and not accept her rejection?
I just want to know, is that a real thing amongst women? Because I see a lot of these like on Twitter. You know, there's like some girl actually, you know, shared a screenshot of her text with the guy. He's like, she's like, you know, I don't think it's gonna work out. You know. Not this time, whatever. It's like, okay, cool. And then she gets all mad. What do you mean, cool? What, you're not going to fight for me or something?
Uh-huh.
Is this a woman thing, or is this, you know, just random crazy bitches?
I think so. I think some, it just depends on the woman. Yeah. She wants, like, validation. Like, I'm pretty, and I'm wanted. I'm this, I'm that. And when you reject a guy, and he's like, oh, okay, you know, I tried, you know, some, and it too, it depends on the guy. Some guys are just going to be like, yeah, whatever, I'll just go on to the next, you know. Some guys will continue to chase them, and women, and some women like that. Oh, yeah, he won't leave me alone, but, you know, he'll complain about it. He's always texting me. He's always trying to call me. He's always in my DMs, but they like that stuff. They like the attention. They're thirsty,
is what I call it.
And it's like, some women like that. It's just like all those women on Instagram, you know, that are all like, like supposedly Instagram models. They're all, you know, medically enhanced, and they pose all in their bathing suits and thongs and this and that for attention.
And then they get the attention, and then they get upset.
Yeah, yeah, they get the attention. And why are you looking at me? Well, why you put it out there?
I'm not doing this for you.
Right.
I'm doing it for me.
Exactly, and it's just, I'm like,
those are the ones to stay away from.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah. They're gonna be high maintenance, and I always say, like, I want to see them when they're like, you know, my age or older.
When they start to,
when everything, when gravity starts to take over and all that surgery and all that,
doesn't look natural.
Nope, doesn't look natural at all.
Man, that's too bad. Yeah. I don't. Yeah, you know what? It's too bad that there's that phase in life. I mean, it even happens when you get older, but older you get, you know right away, and you're like, later, adios, see you later. But there's a time when us guys are younger and we don't know no better.
Right.
And, you know, we waste a lot of time on that stuff, and it's a shame. I wish I could go back and correct a few of those. Yeah.
And like, look at, like Eliza says, the thirsty ones are the hardest to keep, which is true, because once you get her and she's yours and you're not chasing her anymore, you're not giving her all that attention, she kind of just tends to move on to the next that's going to be chasing her and give her all that attention, you know, because that's what they want. Some of them boosts their self-esteem.
So they need that attention to be.
Their esteem is so low that they need.
Makes them feel good.
Yeah, they need that validation from somebody else.
So they need the attention.
Yep, they need that attention.
And when they got the attention, they're not getting it. Well, they're not getting that. Somebody that's, like you said, oh my God, I gotta talk to you. I gotta, where are you? I'm here for you.
Yep.
And then once you're there, you don't have to do that no more. And then they really don't care that you're there.
Yeah, they're like, oh, okay.
It's all about the chase.
Yep, it's all about the chase.
That's too bad. That makes me very angry.
I'm sorry, makes me angry. Sorry,
and then it's funny because some guys just go, like, some guys are just so, like, such chasers, and they chase all these women, and it's funny because it's like, you already know, like, you know, you're in the United States, and you're chasing someone, like, you know, in another country, trying to give her all your attention, and oh, DM me, and oh, message me back, and oh, da da da. And you know you're never going to meet this girl.
I know somebody like that.
We know.
Yeah,
it's like, why why waste your time on a Barbie, basically?
But then you hear, like, all stories, like, people that do meet up like that, from then they either wind up dead or something happens to them.
The bathtub full of ice.
Robbed. Yeah, they get robbed. They get taken for all their money.
Like, I was reading a story the other day about some girl who went to go see some guy in Costa Rica that she was messaging.
It's a woman in Mexico.
She ended up dead. Or her organs were sold and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They went all turistas on her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get it. You know, I get people. Some people need it. Need opposite sex. No, I mean, like, Eddie was talking about, I'm going to go to somewhere far away to meet somebody. Because they just have to be with somebody, right? And I get it. But, man, that's pretty scary to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Even in this country, it's kind of scary to do, especially going to a foreign country. You know, even if you know the language and stuff, you know, you're basically, I mean, I, like that woman in Mexico, she went by herself. You know, she's pretty much isolated.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you don't know anybody.
Yeah.
Just depending on the person to
hope that, you know, the person is good.
Show
you
the ropes.
You know, actually real, and you know that guy wasn't. You know, he sweet talked her, and you know she ended up dead.
What's that, catfish? She got catfish? Or?
Yeah.
That's too bad. It's a shame.
Well, isn't that what happened just recently in, was it Moreno Valley with that sheriff from Virginia?
Yeah. I don't know all the details, but I guess he
was doing a 14-year-old or something and ended up killing our family.
A sheriff?
Yeah, he was a sheriff from Virginia.
Yeah, he was a state trooper or something. He had just joined the sheriff's. So he was law enforcement. I guess he, I don't know what he did exactly. He catfished. I don't know if he pretended to be a teenage boy or something. You know, got the teenage daughter of the family here in Moreno Valley hooked. I guess drove across the country, killed the girl's mother and grandparents, and kidnapped her. She escaped. And then he
She escaped.
Yeah, I guess somewhere in the desert, you know, she got away. The cops cornered him, and he killed himself, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just gotta... Gotta be careful with people on the internet. You don't know who they are. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a lot of people, I'm sure there's a lot of success stories, but you know, you always got to be careful.
No, that's not a happy ending, Eddie. I think that, dating has always been hard. If you really think about it, if you go back to when we started dating, I mean, you have to know the person. Like, even if you're going to school or you meet them at a outing or something. It's always, hey, you get to know them, you know, and I get it, but that seems a little far-fetched to go and travel.
Right.
Is that the way it is today? It's the same thing as meeting somebody in school. You're basically throwing yourself out there anyway, because I guess you could get.
I don't know.
I would think it's different because you don't know. You don't know if the person is the person you're.
Right.
You think you're going to go see, you know?
Right. Well, what if you're able to FaceTime them.
What if we're doing it right now? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I think early internet, it was kind of harder because you're just like emailing or, you know,
right,
it's
or,
all
or
written
messaging.
And you're you're hoping, you know, the picture is real and stuff. I mean, if you're FaceTiming, if you're doing video chat, then maybe you got a little bit more, but you still really don't know. You know, you don't know the real person. You don't know how they are.
Don't go alone. Double date.
take Eddie's
double date out of the state.
Take the brother from Eddie's girl. You know, he'll if woman, yeah, take him one. And he'll right. Scare all the perverts like Eddie.
Yeah, he'll scare him away.
Instant threesome.
Oh,
date.
No.
Oh,
okay.
I don't know. Dating, I'm sure is hard, but you know, there's always it's just if you're gonna date. In your area. I mean, if you happen to be somewhere, you know, in another city because you're at an event, it happens, you know, but
that's what Tinder's for, you know.
I remember when you know, Messenger and all that started, like first came out, my mom would be like, oh, how could you like meet people you don't even know and you're just talking to them on the internet, da 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 da. And I'm like, how is it different from meeting somebody at the bar that you don't even know and you go home with them?
Exactly. You don't know.
You don't know them. At least here, you're like talking to them and kind of trying to get to know them and hoping that who they are.
And you're actually safer because you're at home, you know.
Right.
Unless you do something stupid like give your address, but, you know, they're not going to find you.
Exactly.
Dating is always hard.
Everything is always hard.
No matter what you do.
Making friends is hard, you know.
Do it the safest way you can and close to home. Don't travel.
Hope you don't get killed.
Just be like, see you jack off at home and you'll be fine.
Oh, gosh. There we go. If I was on the loose and I was single and mingling, oh my God, I would date until my balls fell off. If I could go back and do everything over again, oh my God, I'd be a super slut.
Single and free?
Not a slut like I was, I'd be a super slut.
You'd be a man whore?
A big bad whore. Whatever you want to call me.
Man whore.
I wouldn't get insulted or nothing. You call me all the names you want. But yeah, you young people, if you have a chance, don't waste your time on somebody. It's either they either like you or they don't.
Yeah,
that's just the way it is. We could go through all the motions and you could do the chase and all that. If they like you, you'll know right away.
Guys will write them poems, buy them gifts,
buy them chocolates. You know, they'll take them, you ain't getting nothing in return.
You pledge yourself to only her and you're not even together. Don't do it.
You're my girl, damn it.
I pledge my love to you.
Writing songs.
Speaking of grooming, just like that video I sent. Don't be that guy with the mariachis outside.
Oh God,
I felt bad for that guy. That's depressing.
Hey, she got in two positions quick, huh? Was she on her knees and then all of a sudden she was on all fours getting her hair pulled? I was like, holy mackerel.
Maybe there was a little cut, you know, while they were waiting for them.
Yeah, he's walking up to the thing and she's on her knees and he's going like this.
So there's like a second floor, you know, window, bedroom or something. And you can see the girl's going down on him, on a guy up there. And so there's a guy downstairs. He's doing that Mexican thing with the mariachi. It's like he's going to serenade her. And then
he looks up and she's in the silhouette. It's a silhouette.
And there's like other women talking. I don't know if that guy's mom or something, but. You know, oh my god, oh no. And then I guess the mariachi start playing, and between that time she's turned around, so she like she's getting in the ass or doggy style. And so the mariachi start playing, and you see her, she opens the window, looks out, and sees the other guy,
takes a little peek out there.
Yeah, then she runs away.
It was a girl's mom.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know where the heck you get these things.
Yeah, Twitter. There's another one now when the guy, I guess it's a wedding, and I don't know if you've seen this one, but there's a limo and the bride's out there banging on the windows, and then she's having, you know, she's losing her mind, and I guess the cameraman goes to the back window and you see the groom in there, pants down, there's another woman in there.
Bridesmaid. Oh.
Maybe.
That's scandalous.
Come on, people, just be faithful.
Is herpes still a thing, a rampant thing?
We got penicillin for it.
I don't know.
But doesn't it, like, it never goes away?
Goes away.
You can treat it, but I guess.
Yeah.
Once you got it, you got it.
That's about it, yeah.
Man.
That's why they say, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except herpes.
STDs don't stay there.
Herpes. Well. I mean, I don't. You know what? It's funny because people say like if you get canker sores, that's herpes too. Mm-hmm. So, I think I got it. I get canker sores, but I don't get them. I don't get them down there.
No,
some people do,
virus.
Right?
It's a different virus.
Thank goodness I don't get them down.
It's
there.
It's like herpes 2 or something like
it's
that.
It's a different kind of sores.
Herpes 2.
Mm-hmm. I don't herpes 2.
It's not like. Some big old long name and then 2 at the end.
Herpes part 2.
Herpes part 2. Oral herpes. But it, I mean, and then that one, the canker sore one, I don't think you get it like sexually.
How do you get it? Just, it's hereditary?
From the hand.
I think so.
From the hand.
The hand?
Like stuck it on your hand? Or
cold sore.
You don't suck on your hand when you're done. What are you talking about?
Or you don't finger might. Her and then you'll put it in your hand?
Oh, I guess you could do that if you do that with a girl and then you want to sneak a taste. And then you really get the present. You get the lifelong present.
Oh, she's with you forever.
You remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah, she's with you until the end. Oh my gosh. See, Michael's missing all this fun stuff about herpes. See, I didn't want to go get into all this. It was going to, you know, we had a nice topics. Topic set up, but I wonder what happened to him.
I don't know.
That sucks. I was really excited to
Me too. Talk I was to so him. Excited.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the only thing I can think of is we'll keep doing it. Maybe he'll show up at 10:10. I told him 9:10. You know, come in about 9:10 and we'll get you on at 9:15. Maybe he's in his thinking, okay, 10:10 for some reason. That's the last hope we have.
Yeah.
Maybe something came up.
Maybe.
Maybe something.
Maybe he thought 9 p.m.
Right? That's what I was thinking.
Maybe.
No, I don't think so. You know what? You guys talk while I look.
Yeah.
Okay. You confirm your date.
I'm pretty positive that I say it so much every week to the guest. It's automatic that.
Yeah. That you would say 9 a.m.
Yes. What was I going to say? You know what I have noticed since I've gotten older? And if I'm talking to some a woman or attractive lady or something, you know, whether it's a coworker or just somebody that. You know, maybe you're at the store and you're in line and, you know, you start chit-chatting to kill time or whatever. And they're a good-looking person. It happens, the conversation goes that well where you're, you know, you feel like you're comfortable. I'll say that they're good-looking. I don't give a shit anymore. I'm just.
You know, that happened to me. It was funny. That happened to me at the post office.
Yeah, I don't think there's. If you mean it, yeah. Like if you mean it, like, you know, not saying, hey, I'm trying to pick you up, because if you were, and I was able to do that today, yeah. I would say that, hey, you want to go out for a drink or. But now I can just, all I can say is, hey, I think you're a pretty woman.
I think it's easier when you have that, like, no expectations or no, like, you're not going to be turned down because you're not expecting anything back. You're just letting her know, hey, you look really nice today, or, you know, I like your, you know, your smile.
Like your eyes, whatever. Or like your hair.
Yeah,
or like like your ass.
And it's a lot easier when you're not expecting them to, you know, it's getting, not like you're asking them out. You're just saying, you know, you're just complimenting them, and you, mm-hmm. and it's easier to do that when you're not expecting anything back.
You know what, Alyssa? I know what you're saying, and I'm with you on that. But if I was single, I would do it anyway, whether I get rejected or not. If I got rejected, I'd move on to the next one. You know, life's short. Life is too short to.
And then you would have that girl that got all pissed off because you didn't accept her rejection.
Oh, that's too bad. You can find somebody else.
You're getting older. Right? You didn't fight for her, Steve.
I ain't got time for this shit.
Yes, you want me, you know where I'm at.
Process of elimination.
I am a slut. Right? You can have me.
Every Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific time. You know where we are.
Yes, I'll be here every Thursday. That's right.
Come in the chat room.
Oh, my God. I would be a rolling stone. I would be all over the place. I'd be a human promo board.
Oh,
I'm easy. I'm free. I just want to be with everybody.
Open 24/7.
That's right. And I will have no shame. I would just be a lover, not a fighter, Eddie.
Steve would be on Grindr, huh?
Oh no.
not my type, Eddie.
I don't know. You had those pop-ups on your computer.
I thought you said Grindr, the basketball girl.
No.
Grindr.
What the hell's that?
Grindr, the dating app.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't mean that. I meant, what's the other one where you meet up and
Tinder?
Tinder. That one.
Eddie,
I'm sorry, Steve. Grindr is the gay version of Tinder.
You know, I'm worried about this Freudian slip from Eddie.
Yeah, look at Eddie. Got to know all the names.
Yeah,
I thought he was talking about the basketball player Grindr.
I just heard of him, but I didn't know. I don't know Grindr from, what's the other one? Tinder.
Tinder. Tinder is the heterosexual site, and Grindr is the homosexual site.
Yeah.
Don't try.
I don't know. Steve might be on Grindr.
Steve would be on Tinder.
Look at Eddie's got all the names in there. He's trying to throw me in there. I'm not in there.
I'm sure if we go on there, we'll find Eddie's profile.
I'm on ChristianMingle.com.
Hey, does Christian Mingle have a gay site?
I don't know. eHarmony.
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 What's it? All kinds of them. There's
eHarmony.
Flock of Fish. What is it called?
Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish.
Flock of Seagulls.
Flock of Seagulls. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what to say. Now I'm kind of.
Eddie, were you ever on those sites, Alberto?
No,
me
neither.
Me neither. I deleted
Alberto?
Them all.
Nope.
You deleted them all.
I only had a bunch of robots, so you know, screw it.
Did you get any robots at least?
No robot sex.
Oh, the bots. They have bots on there too. So you're talking to something that's not real.
No, you get a match and then you go there and like. It's a chick, just one picture, no bio. It's like, you know, I know what this is.
It's a 300-pound woman on the other side.
What site is that?
Probably somebody. Which one? Somebody looking for my organs. That's probably who it is.
Oh, boy.
it's like those old 976 numbers. You're talking to somebody. You don't know who the hell you're talking to.
Right? She sounds sexy.
And now your sexual organ, right, Alberto?
What?
And they're not looking for your sexual organ.
Yeah, no, don't leave those behind.
All organs but that.
All organs except
all organs
that one.
But that one.
They take everything but the skeleton and my balls. That's what the cops find. My skeleton.
Damn. And the balls? Yeah, they leave that one.
We don't want that saggy stuff.
Funny man.
You keep the sack.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I got a question for the guys here. Because this, Alyssa, you have to be a different question. If you were to have phone sex with a girl, and let's say she was a triple exercise lady. There's love for every shape and size. But she had the hottest voice. Would you go? Would you be a customer of hers?
And I would know this, right? This isn't like I'm.
You know that, yeah. You know what she looks like. You know she's a really really plus sized woman.
And, I don't know if my imagination can be good enough for me to block that out.
I could block it out.
She has a pretty good voice.
Yeah.
I would do it.
How much am I going to see of her? It's like just regular phone. I just have a picture, or is this going to be like a video thing?
No, it's phone. But you've seen her before because that's part of the deal.
When you call,
you get to see the picture. But also
her reproductive organs.
Oh my god! Why do you have to do that? You get to see a picture of her, and if you really want to know for sure, you can pay to have like a 30-second video just to see who she really is, and then it cuts off, and then you go to town with voices.
If I'm doing phone sex, I want the imagination, the fantasy. I don't need any reality sneaking in. I could be talking to a dude for all I care. As long as in my brain, I picture a woman.
Ooh!
976 numbers.
Gracious. Uh-oh, that's a whole different nine. What number is that one?
The 976 numbers?
No, with the guys.
976.
I'm just saying, you dial the number, you think it's a woman, but there could be a guy, as long as I don't know and I can just use my imagination.
Alberto, how is it going to... A guy talking like a girl, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my... Well, you get to see her.
But like I said, no.
He doesn't want to see her.
Yeah, exactly. That was my point. Like, you know that.
Okay, all right. Well, what if she's a hot model, a beach babe?
Okay, then I'll see.
I see. There we go. Eddie, you're a little more flexible, aren't you?
Yeah, I would do it.
I would do it too. There's some girls that have the hottest voices, no matter what shape they are.
Probably make her feel good too.
Yeah, she probably finished before you. And finish it before me, that's pretty fast. So she'd be pretty turned on. Is everything okay, Alyssa?
Oh, it's just someone's playing music.
Don't they know we're doing a show?
I didn't know if you guys could hear it.
Is it a serenade or anything?
Serenade. Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror.
I hope that wasn't Alyssa in the video.
Oh, no. I hope not either.
No. She's with her man right now. Some guy who's coming to asking for her hand.
And this is with their boyfriend taking care of business. It's one of Alyssa's exes trying to win her back.
Right?
They make fun of the 976 and CB4 with Chris Rock.
What's CB4?
Is that a movie?
I don't know.
I think it's a movie, I think. Hmm. Dude, I used to call 976. I don't give a shit. I mean, that's what it was for.
Isn't it expensive?
Well, yeah, but I saved all my coins.
I was using the payphone.
I had to go to payphone. Yeah. I'd call it at my house because then my parents would see the bill. I had to go to the payphone.
Oh my gosh.
I would just,
you know.
You go, can I have $20 worth of quarters?
Right? There, are you doing laundry? He's all no.
I remember too. I'd be at the payphone by Del Taco.
After my $20 are gone, I'll do the laundry.
Leave with the laundry dirty and come back with the dirty.
Del Taco? The one on Magnolia?
No, and Fullerton. I tell everybody my old place where I used to.
Don't worry, that payphone ain't there anymore.
Thank God.
I know, let's take a trip down there, see if it's still there.
It might be. I mean, the phone might be ripped out, but maybe the stand. That's a monument there.
What's that?
And Fullerton State College.
Oh, okay. By where Biggs is, across the street from Biggs.
Yeah, it used to be a Miller's Outpost right by next to Del Taco a long time ago.
Miller's
Outpost. And then it turned into
Pick and Save or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Pick and Save, and then Big Lots, and then now it's under construction for something else.
Yeah, it's across the street from the new Biggs, right? New Biggs. It's like there used to be a payphone right there where you're going through the drive-thru of Del Taco. There was a payphone right there on this corner, right on the street too. So.
Oh, funny.
Man, people lining up to get their food. They see Steve jacking off on the phone.
Who says I was doing that? I was just listening to the girls. I wasn't doing that. I was listening to the girls.
He brought his own chair to sit down. And
this handful of quarters.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know she heard it every time I do it.
They don't care. They're getting their money.
So please deposit 50 cents for the next 3 minutes.
Right?
Then she knew I didn't have no money when I said, okay, I gotta go.
Was that back when a phone call was a dime or was it a quarter?
It was, I think it was a quarter to start it. Yeah, that's it. There it is.
Quarter to get started?
You had to start it, and then it was like 15 cents every 3 minutes or something like that. It was a pretty good deal back then, now that I think about it. But, I mean, it was expensive for that.
Yeah.
No, forgive me. No, it was $2.90. It was like it was $2.99 a minute. Oh, that was man. That was the next call. A regular call was that. Like, if you called a local... What was it back to 714
yeah,
area
like
code?
Wasn't like the first minute kind of cheap, and then they once you got hooked up, you know, they get you.
Yeah,
it was like $3 a minute, wasn't it, Steve?
Yeah, $2.99.
Yeah, but I think the first minute was cheaper, free. Wasn't it? Yeah, it was free
to get you
the
hooked.
First minute free, and then once they build you up to that. Once they got to 59 seconds, it's like, oh, you want to hear more? So you put the $3 in.
So I could have waited. I could have got an extra minute of fun. I just I threw all the money in there. I was ready to go.
Prepaid.
I prepaid.
Yeah. Like, here's $10. Get me going.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Forget all this. What do you
no
call
foreplay.
It?
No foreplay. No foreplay.
Well, see, I'm looking around. I don't see the payphone around anymore. So.
Yeah, the payphone's not. Well,
was it like under the sign or something?
It was like where the
or
sign
was it
is.
On the sidewalk.
Yeah, it was on the sidewalk right by the.
Yeah.
Right there?
Yeah, it was right there on the edge of that thing. It was on the kind of by the edge
and
of that.
And then on the other side was probably like
let's go put down a plaque there, you know, back in the 80s. Steve from the M25 show was lost his hand virginity.
You can't do that stuff at home. Man. The phone It'll would come ring on the bill.
That payphone would ring and Steve would say, oh, that's for me.
Just hanging out at Del Taco waiting for the phone to ring.
Oh, look at it. Then someone says they hope they didn't get a girl that stuttered. Can you imagine how much that would cost you?
Oh.
She gets to go with you know, she talks sexy, but she talks slow. So
Yeah,
you know, they did that because I wanted to get to the point. And she go, oh, well, wait a minute. So, you know, what do you do for fun? I don't know. What the hell you want to know what I do
this
for
right
fun?
Here.
Talk to you,
girl. I'm doing it right now.
She's all, I'm all like, hey, what are you wearing? And she's all, well, I just want to know about you. What do you do for fun? Do you, sports?
What junior high do you go to?
I'm calling to listen to you.
I'm like, shit, hold on. I got to put some more money in. Hold on a second. I'm like, look it, I like to play baseball and football. Okay, now can we get busy? Hear all this.
People watching you from the drive-thru get all not desperate, but frustrated with her. God damn.
Punching the phone and everything. And then when she gets her money's worth, she gets her 20, 30 bucks or whatever. She's like, okay, are you going to finish or what? Like, she's got to go now all of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden. She hit her max.
Are you done yet?
What's taking you so long?
I thought you were here for what I want, what I like.
How come girls don't do this stuff? How come girls don't call? Is there a community of girls that do that kind of stuff too?
I don't think so. I don't even think there's guys that would. I don't think is there like guys that would do that on the phone.
Shit, I would if they paid me. Like, if girls wanted to call me, hell, that would be a dream job right there.
I don't think girls need to because it's easier for girls to get guys. In reality.
Here we go. Why are you always putting us guys down? That's every time Alyssa talks. Well, it's easier for us. We get all that dick.
It is. It's a lot easier for us. But I don't know why. Because guys are hornier. Well, and I think there's just a ratio. You know, the ratio. There's so many women per guy. You know, there's what, 5 girls to one guy in the population?
Wait a minute. Guys are just hornier? What kind of statement is that?
Truthful.
Yeah.
Well, there's women that are horny too.
Well, yeah, there's women that are horny, but men are like above and beyond.
Yeah, well, we're supposed to be. We're the supplier.
We have the supplier.
We
have the seed.
Yeah, we have this. We have
the donor.
This
most guys, anything will turn them on.
Yeah, anything.
Oh, that's not true.
I mean most guys, not all guys, but
so, I don't know. I just think there's got to be there has to have been or still a place for girls that, you know, want to talk to guys. I'm sure girls talk to guys at dirt. Even, okay, how about this then? A girl has a boyfriend. She loves him or her husband. Does she talk dirty to him? Of course she does.
Yes.
So why wouldn't she? Yes, but listen to me. She does it because it gets her off and it turns her on because it's just a good feeling. Why wouldn't they, if they were single, want to have that good feeling just for a minute or two, like me on the payphone? It's just for a minute or two, then they go their own way. Hey, I got...
Because girls are different.
Because girls are really only let go like that with somebody that they're in a relationship with, someone they're comfortable with, someone that they're in love with.
Confiding.
The love again.
Yeah.
Someone they confide in.
There we go with the love. Listen to love, and now she's spreading love.
Me being in love has nothing to do with
what other people do. For a minute ago, she's like, yeah, we can get whatever, any guy, we get all guys, we get whatever we want, and then now the love, here comes the love.
We can't. I mean, because you look at like me personally, like, I don't like male strippers. I just don't. I'd rather see, like, a woman stripper.
Wait a minute.
Me too.
So that changes everything. This is making a lot of sense now.
No, because to me, it's just, they're gross. They're sweaty. They smell. They're, you know.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
I'm sorry you went to that strip club where Steve was performing. Okay, but I can assure you that we're not all like that.
So, as a woman, you don't like to see a guy's shirt off, and maybe he's got a nice physique or whatever, and then I don't know.
Well, yeah,
girls like that.
Like as a stripper, no.
Really?
That doesn't turn me on.
Well, I hate to do this to you, Alyssa, but usually we talk.
Is that my birthday gift? No, I'm just kidding.
We usually talk privately and stuff, but we were talking about where we were going to meet this year for our Christmas get together or whatever.
Yeah.
And Alyssa thought I was going to pick boobs and butt place or like a bar dive or something like that. But
In the end, what did we end up choosing?
Well, we haven't really yet.
Butt and boobs place.
Okay, but if we went to a place like that, would you be cool with that? Or
yeah, I don't care.
Okay, I was just curious. Now that I know you like us, you like strippers.
House of Eden.
Well, no, she was the one who said no titty bars, you know. But now the truth comes out.
Yes, she already has it booked. So I don't care where you guys want to go.
VIP.
The Spearman Rhino. We're going to go to the Alyssa booth.
We're all here trying to find a nice place that's going to be respectable for all of us. And Alyssa's already got her place booked. If you guys don't want to go, I'll be at the Spearman Rhino.
We all walk in, all the girls. Hey, Alyssa, how you doing?
I'd be like, what's his name? Norm from Cheers.
What's your regular spot?
Yeah.
Alyssa, no, I need 3 extra chairs today.
Do single girls go to strip clubs? Female strip clubs?
I think so. I mean, when I was like single, I'd go.
Well, there's girls that like girls too, so of course they would go to a girls strip club, right? I mean, how about straight girls? See, that's another thing. Like, see, girls got it, man. They got it. You know, like Alyssa says, she brags about, you know, she can get any guy, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then they could go to strip clubs and not be like, that'd be like anyone to a gay club strip club. It'd be the talk of the town. Alyssa goes to a girl strip, no big thing. It's a normal thing.
But why does it have to be a gay? Well,
no, like,
what were you going to say? Regular woman's male strip club.
But if we went to a gay club,
yeah.
A men's gay club, more people will be like, oh my God, you know, Steve went and Eddie and Albert went to a gay club.
We knew about them. Yeah, I knew.
Alyssa goes to a girl's strip club.
It's like, oh, she's...
that's hot. You know, that's not big.
I hope she had a good time, you know.
Shit. What's it? How were the dancers, Alyssa?
Yeah.
Big thing. It's like, they don't think.
Did she get a lap dance?
Yeah, they don't even think if you're gay or nothing like that. They just think it's sexy.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why men like to see women together. Why is that?
Why not?
Because we like women.
It's erotic.
The more the merrier.
I'll be honest with you. I'd rather see the woman with me, but if I can't be with her, hell yeah, I'll watch the woman on the woman. But, you know, I'm not going to... I'd rather have the girl be with me, Alyssa.
Right.
I mean, it's nice, I guess... is that what you like? Wait a minute. We're starting to dig a little deeper in here.
Or both girls
with me, though. I'm on me, though. But I was just, you know... It's just, it's funny how, like, you know,
guys like that.
Guys like to see two women together.
Because I think, this is what I think. I think because they might have a chance to get that threesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, could you imagine both of them on your, you see, I'm trying to be decent so everybody can listen to the show. What would I call my organ? My organ? My piano organ. Two hot chicks on that thing? Yeah, I remember. Oh, Lord.
There are two lips on your organ?
Oh, my God. Just staring at me? Oh, hold on. Let me get out of here. I'll be right back.
No, no, you're not.
There it goes.
We're back. There it goes.
The snow just went off.
Do you have quarters? Are you going to run the table?
976.
I'm going to Del Taco. I'll be right back.
you're gonna hook up.
I don't want the number to come on this bill here at home. you're gonna call it 976 numbers.
Steve's gonna dig up the old telephone wires and just hook up a phone to it.
I'm gonna get a burner phone. Why would guys want to disappoint two girls at the same time? Oh,
right.
Well, that, only Steve would do that.
Well, I think it would be better because, like, you know, I have that problem where I finish fast, and if I finish fast and then I go take a nap, they can be with each other.
Yeah, then we'll get bored.
Everybody wins, right?
But then you wouldn't get both of them because you'd only have time for, like, one. Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Okay. the deed has been done.
Hopefully, once you wake up 3 hours later, yeah. The other one will be ready.
He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, if you really need it, wake me up in a half hour.
Just as long as you're satisfied, huh, Steve?
That's right.
Just be careful, oh, like God. That one guy who took two women home and they robbed them.
Oh. Yeah, well, they beat him up or what?
No, I guess they gave him alcohol him or they drugged him or something, and he knocked out, and then he woke up and everything was gone. or at least some of his valuables were gone. I don't think they ransacked the house, but
they didn't tie him
that's
up.
What they used to do in the movie Hustler.
That's what Cardi B used to do.
Yep.
Hustle. Is that the stripper movie?
J-Lo.
Oh, I never saw that.
Oh yeah, that's what they do.
So that's what they did. They would get customers, and that's what they do. They'd make them pass out and steal their stuff.
Yep.
Hustle them.
Damn, that's pretty bad.
Don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep around a woman.
According to Alyssa, us guys have it rough anyway. Now you really got to put us down. Give us a roofie and then take
this,
all.
And this here is the reason why you guys are always horny. You got to be ready. That's why ready when it's available.
Yeah. Moral of the story: don't take the girls home. Just take them to a hotel.
Just bring cash and leave your credit cards at home.
Yeah. And don't drink nothing they offer you.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't drink nothing.
Just okay,
bring one credit card that you know. Doesn't have much of a
only
limit.
Only has a $20 limit.
Yeah, like 500, so it won't be too much.
A prepaid card.
Oh, they take credit cards too? Mm-hmm. What do they have? The little thing on their phone? That little reader?
The square, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. They got it down, huh?
You can Venmo them.
Yeah.
Bring your stimulus. Bring your stimulus.
Venmo.
Bring your gold state card.
So
just bring a prepaid card.
So she wrote something about you wake up in a bathtub with your kidneys gone.
Bathtub full of
people,
ice.
People really do that, right? They'll do that and they'll take your organs and dead or do you wake up and you're okay still? Are you dead?
If you wake up, you're still alive, I guess. But
yeah,
I guess they just gotta keep you from bleeding out. So.
So do they at least sew you back up, at least to
I guess
be
so.
Nice?
Or maybe they may just leave you with a hole in your...
They duct tape you back together.
Oh, gorilla glue? Gorilla tape?
and then the ice, I guess, you know, stopped bleeding. Or
that's what happened to the girl that went to Costa Rica or wherever she went.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You see, that's the only thing
they pretty much killed her. Right? They wanted more than
the kidney. They dismembered her because they found her arms and then her torso it's horrible.
See this? Wow. People ruin the dating scene. People just want to go and have fun, and then this shit happening. People taking your organs,
right?
Cutting you up and dropping you off in different parts of the city.
I just say, if you're a guy and you're going to do that to a woman, at least give her some good sex before she dies.
Right.
You know, make it worth
it. Let her die with a smile on her face.
Oh man, I guess so.
I guess that's a big thing, huh? The organ, what do they call it?
The harvesting? Black market.
So what the hell you put it in a bag of ice and take it somewhere and put go in, hey, yeah, I got
in an igloo or whatever, the the cooler.
Where do you take it?
They got some illegal hospitals.
Yeah,
That was you ever see that plot movie Turistas? That's basically the plot, you know, that the American kids, they go down to Brazil, and then there's a doctor there, and he has a bunch of henchmen. I guess they get them stranded out in the middle of nowhere. They steal their money, their ID, everything. Mm-hmm. And the doctor and the guys, they take them to the house, and he cuts out their organs. And the thing is that, you know, the Americans are going down there for organ transplants, thinking they're getting from Brazilians, but they're, you know, this doctor is, you know, stealing them from Americans.
Also, at least it's people that are Americans they're getting their organs from, right?
I don't think that's a good thing.
What's the moral of the story, Alberto?
that was a moral, you know. It's the doctor's evil.
Okay.
But he was doing it for a good reason, you know, because us evil Americans were taking advantage of the poor people in Brazil. in his lousy mind.
I don't know. Well, look it.
The moral of the story, don't go to Brazil.
Oh, yeah. That's why I don't go to different countries. I mean, it's not about the sex thing. It's just about, you don't know.
It's not just Brazil, though. Or
stay in the tourist areas. You know, don't go into the back country. You don't know what you're doing down there.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm staying in my hometown. I mean, hey, if something's going to happen to
Steve. Over the ocean or go on a boat over there.
Nope. Steve won't go to San Diego, much less in a foreign country. Too close to Tijuana.
Something's going to happen to me. I want to be somewhere where I might be found. Yeah. I'm in another country.
In your bathtub now.
You'll be found eventually.
Yeah. Well, they found that woman in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And in Brazil?
In wherever it was, Costa Rica. No, Brazil was just a movie.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about this. This is making me bummed. Why are we talking about getting dismembered? People traveling to other countries getting dismembered. That reminded me of that movie a movie called Hostel? Where they get them and they use them for a sport, right? Mm-hmm. Where they torture them and people from America, was it from America or all over the country, would come and pay big money to torture these Americans, basically.
Or Europeans, anybody who had money.
No, but I mean the people that they got were usually from America, no?
The victims or the people buying?
The tourists, yeah.
Yeah, I think the first... I only seen part of the second. I think the first one, I think there's some Japanese people and Americans. I guess being in America, you're the least starts going to be American, but I guess it was a Japanese girl or something they got to. So, you know, it's just...
That's right. They paid more for Americans. I remember that. Man, they want Americans to suffer. That's not good, Alyssa. See what you started?
It happened in Peru, Eddie.
Why did I start it?
Oh, Peru. Yeah, okay. Costa Rica. I thought it was Costa Rica.
We apologize to all the Costa Rican listeners. Defaming their country.
I'm sure there's bad stuff that goes there anyway, but we don't have proof yet. Hey, Peru, was with that Natalie Holloway?
What was his name? Oh, gosh. I know who you're talking about.
He supposedly killed her, and then he went to Peru and killed that lawyer's daughter.
I guess.
Casino.
Yeah.
What was his name? He was a popular dude. I mean, his name was all over the news. Eddie, you should know this.
I don't remember.
I'll find it.
What's his name? Alyssa, Alberto. You should.
I don't remember.
Alberto? That was his name?
Alberto? No, Alberto's looking it up.
Oh, okay. Well, while Alberto's looking it up... next week.
Was it? Hold on. Joran van der Sloot.
Oh, van der Sloot. There you go. How do you say his first name?
Joran
van der Sloot.
Johan.
Man, that guy screwed his life up.
Got away with the first murder and then had to go. But what was the story? I guess the second, the Peruvian was like looking, was trying to snoop in his laptop or something, and he.
I think she just saw a news thing, and it was his face saying that he fled to Peru while they're still investigating him murdering the girl.
Yeah.
And then he's flipped out, and I don't know. What did he do? He choked her to death or something?
I believe so, yeah.
Man, that guy's bad dude. I guess when he gets out, he's supposed to get extradited back to... Where's the first place where his original hometown was?
With the Curacao?
Natalie Holloway?
It's an island in the Caribbean. I believe it's Curacao because I think they were owned by the Dutch. So,
but what is the place called? It's a famous tourist place that they went. That the kids from high school, they went on a trip. That's where she met that Vandersloot.
Caracas?
Natalie Holloway. The place they went was a vacation tourist place.
Yeah, Caracas? I don't remember.
Well, Curacao is just the island. I don't know if there was a specific place.
Curacao.
No,
Curacao,
I think the store.
That's right. That's a store.
Uh-huh, that's where I got my refrigerator.
Oh, it was Aruba. Sorry.
Aruba.
And I apologize to all the good people in Curacao, our good listeners. Aruba. That's the home of a killer.
We just lost a bunch of fans from
Costa Rica. Curacao.
Costa Rica. Probably
the Netherlands, too, at this point. Wow.
Hey, I got a question.
Amsterdam, we lost them all.
We were going to go smoke weed for a Christmas party. We're not invited.
I have a question. You know, we do this live stream that we offer for free.
Yeah.
Because we're pretty cool. A lot of shows have a premium type thing, right? But for the podcast, Alberto is in charge of the podcasting, of uploading our shows and all that stuff. And he used to tell us, like, people were downloads from different places. Does it still show you our downloads? Or are you just, well, whatever, whoever listens, whoever, do you keep track of that shit?
I can see what countries and what states.
Is there any more different from 8 years ago? You see anything different, or is it all just the same?
It's all the same. United States, damn. Canada.
Brittany Griner was listening to us in Russia, wasn't she?
We had one Russian?
The thing is, they put us on the gulags as, you know, torture, so.
Well, then we have my number one fan. My fan is from the Netherlands, I believe.
Oh, that's right. What is that?
What's that noise?
It's Eddie's toilet.
Eddie's turntable.
The water. Someone's running the water outside. Oh, boy.
Damn, what kind of faucet is that?
No, jeez. Hey,
we're going to see Eddie go underwater right now. He's going to flood
in. Top of piping.
Okay, so here's what's going on. Okay, so remember Alyssa asked who Kim was? Well, Kim is coming on next week. She hasn't been on in quite a while, and she's doing different things today in her life. And she wanted to come on our show, especially that guy that keeps asking about her will know what she's doing.
Yeah.
And I sent him a message too. I go, hey, she's doing fine. Yeah. She's just busy, that's all.
Yeah. And then 2 weeks later, hey, where's Kim on this side?
Anyway, she's coming on, and she's gonna tell everybody what she's been doing. You know, she's doing new stuff now, and she's good people. I remember some people would say that she wasn't.
She has one
person. Yeah, but I think it was all untrue. I know for a fact it was untrue.
So if your kind sir are watching here secretly, just don't show up next week because you're not going to be happy at all.
Unless you want to, just to.
Unless you want to, you know, raise your blood pressure. We can't.
So that's next week. Next Thursday, Kim Beverly is going to be on. And she's coming on with a friend. Remember one of the times she came around Christmas when that's the guy that made signs? He has a sign business. Remember he made that sign with the Grinch?
I thought it was the girl that came on with the... The one that did the Christmas photo?
Alberto? I don't... No, remember when Kim came on and she had that Grinch background and all that shit?
It's all over my head.
Eddie never remembers anything that we've done. Anyway, she's coming on, and then the week after that, our Christmas show is set. Oh, what the hell did I push? All the emojis popped. Okay.
I thought we were off to the 26th.
after the Christmas show, Eddie. After the Christmas show.
No, we're not taking out January rushing. Off.
Right?
Let me put it on my phone then.
We'll come back right after the Super Bowl. So
that's the thing.
I already had it done.
Eddie owe me $20.
We'll be back next Christmas.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back sometime in 2023. Keep watching.
Okay, so our Christmas show, our guests are set. It's all set. I'm going to be sending the times out when they come on in the next week. But all the guests are coming that we got, and it's set already. So it's going to be a good one. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be probably nine. What was that last one that went? The good one? Was that almost 3 hours?
We went almost 3 hours. So just
We're going to try to do two.
Get here at 9, keep your rest of your day open.
Yes, get some beers or some drinks and whatever.
Get comfy on the couch.
And I'll put up who's all coming in the next pretty soon I'll put all the guests that are coming on, and it's gonna be fun. And as far as our luncheon, I like how Alyssa kind of took a shot at me, and I'm gonna share it with you guys that are listening on the podcast and on the stream.
Or was this on the
on the group me on the group me? You know, sometimes I want to talk to the gang here. You know, I don't always talk to them, but sometimes I kind of miss them. So I thought I'd shoot a text to our group me with all us four, and I go, "Hey, when do you guys want to have our what did I call it? Our employee."
Our employee get together.
And then Alyssa smartass comes out, you mean the paid employees? Or what did she say?
I said, you guys are paid employees? Something like that.
Oh, the hurtful things. The hurtful things that people say.
I'm like, why don't I get paid?
you do. You get paid with a lot of love.
Let's see, I'll tell you what.
So Richard just texted me on my phone asking, where's Boogaloo Shrimp?
He already came on, Richard. I'm sorry.
You missed him. He talked about breaking 3 and 4. Okay, look at he apparently didn't make it. I don't know why right now. I'm sure I'll find out later. I'm sure he'll message. But he didn't make it for some reason, and I don't know the answer to that right now because I don't know. I'll look one more time and see if he sent a message. And even if he did, nope. Oh well, I'm sure he's eventually got to and say, "Hey, I'm sorry. Something happened." Or, but it was all people. Okay, so back to Alyssa, the smart ass Alyssa.
You said, "Where are we going for our M25 show employees Christmas get together?"
And I stop. Say, wait a minute. Stop there, smarty pants. Now, I meant that so you know it's just us and not everybody like inviting other people.
Don't
I
didn't know how to say it.
Yeah. No. I meant like people that listen that live in the area. Listen, you can do whatever you want. Bring your man. If you got more than one, I don't give a shit. Just that's not what I meant.
Bring the mariachis.
And mariachis. Then I respond, employees? ? Are y'all getting paid?
Oh, so Alyssa thinks she's getting swamboozled. We're all getting paid but her.
And you said I meant the four of us, and then you said, Alyssa, you get paid with love.
Yes.
That's it. Jesus, that's worse than, what's that currency, Venezuelan currency that they throw in the gutter because it's worth shit?
The crypto.
And then I said, Steve, don't pick the titty bar. Their food is not good.
Yeah, there she goes. Then she's, don't pick the boobs. Or
And a few days later, we come on the show. Oh, yeah, I love being in the strip club. I got my own boobs. We know
and
why.
We may be going to Hooters.
I put a poll up on Facebook about where we should go. I put Bob's Big Boy, Hooters, and Camelot Arcade and Golf.
I vote Camelot.
Camelot.
Well, everybody
we're
voted
have
Hooters.
A birthday party for Steve.
Now, let them know which one so they can all come.
We have to buy a package, apparently.
Go Chuck E. Cheese.
No, I finally looked deep in the website. There's like a restaurant. You can order food a la carte.
Yes, I don't know. They do have packages like
if you
want to
throw a
birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've went in there before and sat down on the booths and had pizza.
I've only been there once in sixth grade.
Have you been there?
End of the
year.
Have
you been to? Yes. Oh, it's just
regular. Just recently, we went miniature golfing.
Yeah, they got little go-karts and they got different things to play.
Those golfing stuff, then.
Yeah. I wasn't even thinking.
Closed. Well, we know these two are Orange County folks, so we got.
I wasn't thinking of boobs and butt. Alyssa was like, I was going to say, okay, guys, this is where we're going. We're gonna go to
Spires.
Is that another one? Spires, salt and pepper.
Kino's. Let's go to Kino's.
Find the last.
Man, they still have that.
Kino's, Boomers? Yeah.
It's over on Magnolia and La Palma.
La Palma. Oh. And there's also one on Imperial and La Palma.
Well, here's what happened. I put that Facebook poll. Everybody unanimously.
What a surprise! And they all wanted to go to Hooters.
Well, okay, but we could go wherever we want. We don't have to listen. I just was curious what people would think. And that shows you what kind of people listen to this show.
People who hate us.
No, they like boobies. So, I don't know. We'll you know, it's not even the place that we could pick, because we could do that easy. It's just getting our schedules to the where we all can meet.
We all know what Steve's criteria is. Okay, we got to be the only ones in the restaurant. Otherwise, you know, he's going to be upset.
I would prefer that, but hey, I know. I was surprised. We went on Christmas Eve last year to that food place.
Yeah,
it was packed. And that place was packed. Nobody stays home cooking or nothing.
Right?
Heck no.
Well, you know what? I went on Thanksgiving. We went to a Mexican restaurant for lunch, and it was packed. I'm like, it's Thanksgiving. Well,
I went on Christmas Eve. I was looking for some place. Not even Christmas. Christmas, the 20th.
Day?
Yeah, 25th, but after midnight. So already the 26th. And, you know, I went to one of those 24-hour places. And, you know.
Norms?
Yeah, pretty much. And, parking lot full. You can look in the windows. All the seats taken. I'm like, fuck. Then I went and spent 20 minutes in the Jack in the Box drive-thru.
You can set up the bar at Norms.
I'm not going to. Yeah, bunch of families in there. I'm going to be eating by myself. Everybody feeling sorry for me. Fuck that.
No, you're with everybody else.
Hey, calm down over there. Shit. You're just telling a story. Calm down.
Well, eating with everybody else.
This guy wants me to be a fucking gorilla in the zoo. You know, take a look at these people.
What are you talking about? That's like calling nobody a gorilla.
We're going to start throwing food at you.
Throwing grass and throwing stuff.
Might as well be.
Eddie, what are you talking about? I have nothing to do with this.
Steve would know what I'm talking about. You know, he thinks that when he walks in a restaurant.
I like to be in a place where we have elbow room and we're not ass to ass with other people. I like to be together with who I want to be with.
Steve's the man who, you know, when he goes.
Well, you know what? Not that kind of ass to ass.
No, he wants to be ass to ass with you. He wants me and Eddie to be far away.
Instead of saying like shoulder to shoulder, he's ass to ass.
Okay, well, look it. Now we want to get technical. So I'm going to get a little deeper in our last get together. So we go sit down in the place, right? Alberto, Eddie there, and Alyssa's there. Alyssa, you can go. Ladies first, right? You go sit in. These two almost knocked me over to go sit by her. I was like,
what the? Steve wanted to corner her between the window and the exit to the booth.
It wasn't me. I was just upset I had to wear that mask. When I see those pictures, I got that I'm the only one wearing it, and I'm the one that don't like to wear it. You guys, I look back on those memories. Right,
I think we had to walk
I'm
in.
I'm the one that hate the mask. I hated the mask, and I'm the only one that has one on.
We had to walk in with it, and then when we got to sit down. That was back in last year, I guess.
Yes, I remember.
Although, give it a few weeks, and we might have to do it again.
Right?
Oh, no. So anyway, are we going to get together or what?
Not take your order.
He
got totally ignored.
Wait
a minute. Okay. No, that's right. They took all your orders. They took everything and they didn't even take. They just walked away.
No. Here's the thing. She goes to Steve first. And Steve's like, I don't know. You guys order. So she went to Steve first.
No, I was being a gentleman.
No,
I was like, let them order first.
Bullshit. Yeah,
she had fine. A method.
Yeah, no, she had
order. I'm sure
when she goes to the table, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay,
you know?
Well, you know what? Next time, I'm not going to be a gentleman. I'm going to say, hey, look here, lady. This is what I want. Forget them. Okay. You get me first.
That's the way it works at a restaurant.
That's the way it works. Yeah.
I'm going to look at it.
There's no, like, unless it's like, you know.
Listen, it was Christmas. I was being a nice guy. Shit, I didn't know I was going to get shit on Christmas. Then they came back and forgot my drink. They gave you guys drinks.
But then, too, you didn't even speak up. You're like,
because I thought it was a joke. I thought you guys played a joke on me. You talked to her when I was not around? Said, hey, do this.
Hey, waitress, I will give you a big tip. Just be an asshole to this guy.
I was waiting for the secret camera to come out. It never came out.
Steve thought we were live on YouTube. I was streaming it.
Oh my gosh. So anyway,
it was all Steve's fault.
You
could have ordered first.
It was good. Look it. We could go anywhere you guys want. But it's just our schedules.
I think you still owe us Bruce's prime rib.
Oh.
That's closed on Christmas.
We can go today.
All December, I think it's closed. I don't even know where Bruce's is.
Norwalk.
Oh, thanks, Eddie.
Imperium Bluefield.
Eddie didn't hesitate.
Google it. I can send you the link.
Yeah, go. I'm sure I'm going to get all the links and the addresses and phone numbers after the show.
The menu.
The menu. You can pre-order. You can look at the menu beforehand.
I want the 18 ounce prime rib.
Oh, good. They don't have a 2 ounce? That's
just the gristle off the
I don't care where we go. Just I. It just had. Look at Alyssa. You can only go certain days, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I picked the day that I picked is because I thought it would work out because I thought it was the weekend. Maybe everybody's off that works normal job. It's got normal hours. They're off on Saturday. Hours. But that's not none me. Of us here. None of us here.
I can go any day as long as it's
early.
Early.
Man, let me get home early, soon again.
I'll tell you what we'll do. So since you guys have been very rude to me on GroupMe, after the show, you guys put the dates a week, like that week of right before Christmas, the 20s. Like Christmas is on a Sunday, right?
Sunday.
Yes.
The 25th. So anything before then, the 24th, 23rd, 22nd, 21, or 20th, that week.
Remember, 22nd, we're doing the Christmas show.
Oh, that's the 22nd. Unless you want
to go later.
You want to do it after. But that's up to everybody's schedule. Just put what days are available. Then we can go up to the next step and do the times. Because everything's going to be a headache with this.
It's kind of easy for me. It's going to be the 22nd. So,
on our day, we do the show?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's going to be a long day for you if it works out.
Yeah, we have to, we'll have to see.
And listen, we don't even know what's going on with you. We don't know what you do after the show. If you go wild and just run amok, we don't know what you do. So, I don't know.
She's charged up. She's taking on her man right now. And
she's going to jump on the back of that ATV and go...
That's so funny. Oh my gosh, it's funny you say that because he just posted that picture. I was hearing noises. I don't know if you see me going like, what's going on? My ring keeps going on. That's what he's doing. He took it out of the garage.
Oh boy.
And that sounded like mariachi music?
No, he's got music on outside. No, Michael Jackson is what he was listening. I'm like, I hear Michael Jackson. Well, I guess he's outside. Taking it out the ATV.
He's ready for you. Hey, do me a favor. Wherever we decide to meet, whatever place it is, can he drop you off on that ATV? Can he pull up and drop you off?
Come pick you up? You can't. Well, I guess you can. You could ride it in the street. I'm like, I don't think you could ride it in the street. Yeah.
Before he drops you off, do a donut in the parking lot with you holding Don real tight. He can drop you off.
He won't even stop. I'll just tuck and roll.
Oh, no. Take out a few people.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
We're gonna have a picnic, guys. Steve.
What?
We don't want to go to a picnic. Look at Alyssa's man's calling.
I hear the music. You don't hear the music?
You bring your own.
He's probably playing music working on the ATV.
He brought the speaker inside.
Alyssa thinks she's missing, so don't worry. He's not leaving. He's all yours. Don't worry.
I'm hoping he's cleaning the garage.
Oh, whoa. I guess everything isn't so happy in the household. chores.
Yep.
Okay, so after the show, everybody set the day that it's good for them. And if you could do kind of a time thing, if it's an all-day thing, that way we could get it together. Because we have to see each other because we don't see each other all year. Right. Nobody probably knows this. They probably think we see each other all the time.
All the time.
There was a time we did. This is before Alyssa came, but we actually were doing the show together.
Yeah, you know, we as guys, we used to hang out all the time until the bitch moved in.
Unbelievable.
Whoa, who's that?
Me.
Alyssa?
I thought she was leaving.
Oh, my. What are you talking about?
I'm just having fun. She gets it.
Is that a song or something? Is that Elton?
I don't know.
John? The bitch is back? Or what are you talking about? This one went way over my head. Eddie, explain to me.
He's saying that you guys all used to hang out.
Yeah, we were all cool and hanging out.
Alberto's hurt.
Yeah.
Alberto's hurt that Alyssa came and took us away from you. Now we know what all these questions were coming.
Now the truth comes out. All right.
Alyssa, you know when, you know, when girls do this.
You think I'd be offended with him calling me a bitch, but actually I'm not. You see how I didn't even flinch? I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, no, instead I was waiting for Alyssa to go, what?
What the fuck are you talking about, motherfucker? No.
Yeah. He said, bitch, that must be me. he must be talking about me.
This is what we have Alyssa around, you know. We can have fun with her, call her names. Unlike somebody else, you know, who we had around, make a name in World War III.
So anyway, now I know where all these questions were earlier coming from. So Alyssa, you know, can you help me out here?
Yeah, just help me understand, girl, you know, fucking
she
bitches.
Wants to be chased, and now we know. Yeah. It was us he was talking about. You took us away from him.
Oh, boy.
All right, guys, we got to get going because we'd like to thank Boogaloo, but maybe we could get him on again. I don't know what happened.
Next
Hopefully
year.
He'll message and say. Yeah, but we got to move on to the next show and two more shows in this year, and then we're on vacation.
For how long? We don't know.
Yes, I know, Alberto. I'm just messing around. Calm down over there. At least I told you.
I know.
You're going to get all irritated and land aware all tangled up.
26th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie, anyway. You be quiet, Eddie.
You already told Eddie. He ain't going to show up until the 26th.
Eddie does not have no vacation. He never takes nothing. So
I've already made plans.
Eddie got himself one of those around-the-world cruises. He ain't going to be showing up for...
Oh, my God. He's going to be gone for three... What are those cruises? 300 days or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where are you going to Peru?
Not, eh? He's going to Curacao.
Aruba
to the Andes.
That's a one way trip right there.
Yeah.
Going to the Andes.
Oh, and if it's a round trip, you're coming back with something missing.
I would stay away from Peru just to know what the president was going on. So it's a bad time over there. Just stay away from that country.
The president of Peru?
Yeah.
Guy got impeached and thrown out.
What was he? Was he the guy behind selling organs?
maybe. Yeah. That woman meant the president of Peru.
All right, guys, we're gonna get out of here. We went over a little bit. Thanks for tuning in. And this time, I don't want to do live streams when we get together. That's our time.
Yeah.
Our pig listeners get to see us all year. No, I need time alone.
We just give them a few pictures. That's all they get.
I need time alone with you guys, not myself. Like, don't worry
about
me.
You know these pig listeners, though, they'll see the live stream. Oh, let's go down to that restaurant. You know, just stay away.
No, that's why we don't say where we go. Because all Alyssa's friends will show up and cause trouble.
Oh, gosh.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Don't forget to tune in next Thursday. Kim Beverly is coming on. She hasn't been on a long time. She's kind of been out of the scene for a while because she's doing some new stuff and she wanted to come on our show first to tell everybody what she's doing, so that was very nice of her. And I'll have her hanging back up again back here since Alyssa and y'all, you guys are worried about it that you thought I took it down for a certain reason for right. Boogaloo, or I don't know why you thought. I just didn't, I didn't stick it back up yet.
To placate your wife, okay? We all know.
You were told to.
I took it down because I was playing with it, all right?
Oh, boy.
Okay,
you know, it's going to need a lot more tape to keep his stuff.
It's going to be all bent.
It's all bent. You're going to see
arms are all bent.
Her hair is going to be all messed up and shredded.
She has a hole in her face.
Yeah, the sex hair.
There's like three holes in her now.
Is that going to need any more tape to go back up in the wall?
No tape at all. It just sticks. I just throw it and it sticks on there automatic. All right, we gotta get
starched already.
It's even straighter because before it had a little bend to it. Now
that's gonna be stiff as a board. Steve stretched her out a bit.
So her face is gonna look a lot lighter because she's got a tan. It's gonna have that cream. Okay, let's get out of here. All right, guys, we'll see you guys next Thursday.
Oh man.
Oh, Lord.
Remember play that song, don't it take you back? I got a Fullerton six string on my back.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.